Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call of a reported sexual battery that occurred at Mersch Market in Hydesville Wednesday evening. A sheriff deputy responded to the scene where he met the victim, an 18-year-old female employee of the market. The female explained that 21-year-old Daniel Jerry Wiggins of Scotia entered the store and entered the store restroom where he stayed for 45 minutes. The female saw Wiggins, who she knows from high school, exit the restroom and noticed he was acting bizarre. Wiggins then came up behind the female, hugged her, and made sexual remarks towards her. The victim told Wiggins to get away, and she went back to work at the cash register. Wiggins then came to the victim's line to purchase his groceries, where he continued to harass her. As Wiggins left the store, he grabbed the victim's buttocks. Deputies checked the area for Wiggins, but were unable to locate him. A traffic stop conducted by Arcata police resulted in the arrest of a Eureka man and the recovery of stolen items suspected to have been taken during vehicle burglaries. Officers pulled over a car driven by 25-year-old Vincent McKinney on Tuesday morning in Valley West, and a search of the car turned up numerous suspected stolen items, including the jacket taken from McKinney's back, a jacket that had belonged to one of the burglary victims. Further investigation led Arcata police to a storage unit where they found evidence of a hash lab along with numerous other items of suspected stolen property believed to have been taken during six separate burglaries. McKinney was arrested and booked into county jail, and the stolen property is being returned to its rightful owners. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesboro has thrown in his support behind the passing of Humboldt County's Initiative Measure P, a bill that, if passed, will prohibit the cultivation of genetically engineered crops in the county. Chesboro joins local tribes and the Sierra Club in opposition to GMOs, and if passed by the Humboldt County voters, Measure P would see Humboldt join Mendocino and Trinity counties in bans on genetically modified crops. Chesboro said in a statement that GMOs are not compatible with our North Coast commitment to restoring and using our natural resources in a sustainable way. The Board of Supervisors have honored former 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith by naming the Fields Landing Boat Ramp after the two-term county official. Smith served on the board from 2001 through 2012 before he was forced to resign due to health concerns, and dignitaries joined Smith at the boat ramp Wednesday morning for the naming ceremony. The supervisors will make the name official at next week's supervisor meeting. Smith will be remembered for far more than a boat launch, however. He was a key player in the formation of the 5-County Salmonid Conservation Program, as well as the 7-County North Coast Resource Partnership. The National Weather Service issued a hazardous weather outlook for all of Northern California this morning. Thursday through Friday night, a winter storm will bring a mix of weather, such as a band of rain that will come with a cold front and potential hail and lightning that will expand over all of Northwest California. Snow levels are also anticipated to fall between 4,000 and 5,000 feet. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are two Eureka City Council seats up for grabs in the November election, and we have the chance to speak with all four candidates running for those seats. Mike Newman is the incumbent in the 3rd Ward, and he is being challenged by Kim Burgell. Newman sat down and explained to us why he is running for re-election.
After the election of 2010, the council was changed up entirely, pretty much, and the Board of Supervisors was as well. So together, we felt, and I felt, that in order to move our city and our region forward, we had to present team unity.
Newman also talked about the team dynamic when it comes to working with the city council.
It's a lot of behind the scenes in a lot of the committees that you're actually a part of. I'm a part of many of the committees that I believe are very important for the infrastructure of the city of Eureka, as well as then for the economic driving part for our region.
You can hear the entire interview with Mike Newman and all of the Eureka candidates by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.